6:36 on the Mighty 790 KFGO on a wonderful Tuesday afternoon. 36 fantastic sunshiny degrees and no wind. And yes, people who I once considered friends are sending me text messages and photos and everything else telling me how they're killing the fish. They're out ice fishing right now in this wonderful weather. And I'm sitting in a windowless studio with Daniel Gunderson doing a radio show. But I'm not bitter about that at all. I love my job. It's fantastic. But the key phrase is the people who used to be my friends are sending me those texts and photos. Somebody who I consider a friend right now and will always be a friend is the Speaker of the House of the great state of Minnesota. His name is Paul Thiessen, and he is going to drop the gavel on another session here in about a week. In fact, exactly a week in St. Paul. I wanted to have Representative Thiessen on to find out what he expects out of this legislative session in the House of Representatives. Representative Thiessen, how are you today? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing well. It is beautiful out, isn't it?
It's great. The bottom's going to fall out up here on Friday. It's going to be miserable again, but we're enjoying the weather while we can. So it's fantastic.
That's right.
So a week from today, all the excitement in St. Paul starts. I'm looking forward to this. I've had Paul Marquardt on the program. I've had others in the program kind of talking about this and previewing this, but this is going to be a good session for the state of Minnesota, Representative Thiessen.
I think it is going to be a good session. We're coming into the session with, instead of the deficits we've dealt with in the past, we have a budget surplus instead, so we don't have to be dealing with crises. We can think a little more long-term, and, the economy continues to pick up, which is helping, everybody, including our state budget, and so I think it is going to be a good, productive session, really building on what we did in 2013.
The question that I have and that some listeners have sent to me, and I talked with Representative Marquardt yesterday about, is it seems as though there's two trains of thought when it comes to this session, that some people believe that the legislature should cut some of the taxes that were enacted in the previous session, and there are others who believe that we should put money away and put it into a rainy day fund and build our reserves in Minnesota. Do you fall along either of those lines, or is there a way that we can, as a state, get the best of both worlds in this deal?
No, I think it's not an either-or question. I think it's something we can do both of those things. And a lot of this will turn on what the next February forecast, which comes out on the last day of February, but a week from Friday, that will decide, that'll show exactly how big the surplus is or how small it is. But I think we can probably do both, do some of the tax cuts, put some money in reserve or one-time spending so we're not, undermining the work we did last year of getting a balanced budget in place. But if I had to prioritize, my sense is we should focus on rolling back some of the business-to-business taxes first and then focusing on the budget reserve. Because the fact of the matter is, because of our work last year, we have the first structurally sound budget that we've had in a decade in Minnesota. So I think we're in decent shape, and just if we continue to act prudently, long-term, I think we'll be okay.
Have you had a lot of feedback about the business-to-business taxes that were enacted in the last session? Because just as a talk show host who lives in Moorhead, Minnesota, I have heard a lot of that from people on the east side of the river up here that, they don't mind the income taxes. They don't mind some of the different things that the legislature did to get us on solid financial footing finally. But some people were kind of taken aback by some of the business-to-business taxes.
Yeah, I have heard from people about those taxes. They were not in our House of Representatives tax bill. They came more from the Senate side. And so it was nothing that we had worked on throughout the session. But part of compromise, we don't want to shut down the government. We want to work together to compromise. So that was part of what it came from. But I think the good news is really those taxes went into place to pay for two other good things I think that people like. One is another tax cut for businesses. If you buy capital equipment that helps your manufacturing business or whatever, that's exempt from tax under the bill we passed last year. It had been taxed previously, and so that's a good thing. And we have eliminated the sales tax that cities and counties pay to the state, kind of a tax that they pay to the state and then have to raise property taxes to cover the cost of. So we got rid of those. The good news is because we have this budget surplus, we can keep those good things, those good tax reductions, while also reducing, getting rid of the business-to-business taxes that paid for them.
How good does it sound to you to say we have a budget surplus in Minnesota? Because I can't get over that, because it's, as long as I've been in radio, and as long as it's, I've been, not as long as I've been in Fargo-Moorhead, but certainly for many years, it's always been talk about deficits and doom and gloom. And to say the words budget surplus in the same sentence as Minnesota, it just sounds wonderful.
No, it is nice. And it really does give us the chance to start thinking a little bit more long-term, which is good for everybody. And it also reflects, more importantly, it reflects the fact that Minnesota's economy is continuing to grow. You know, it's ranked in the top 10 pretty much in every measure of economic growth, unemployment, a whole variety of things. You know, so that's all great. I mean, that said, though, I think it's also important that we always remember that even though the economy in general is growing and many people are doing well, there are still those folks that are continuing to struggle and haven't seen the benefit of the recession yet. We always need to keep that in mind as we think about public policy and where we go in Minnesota.
Well, and that's another thing that will come up in the session. I've had Representative Ryan Winkler on the program recently, I think as recently as a week ago, and he is somebody who is very much in favor of raising the minimum wage in the state of Minnesota. That's going to be another issue that's going to be on the table in St. Paul. How do you stand there? How do you think that's going to come out?
I think we're making, both the House and the Senate passed bills last year. There were some differences between them. I think we're closing that gap, and we'll be able to get to a good agreement. I think, in the $9 to $9.50 range for the minimum wage, moving in the right direction to fulfill kind of the promise that if you work a full-time job, you should be able to raise a family on it. I mean, I think that's pretty core Minnesotan American value. $9.50 is not going to get us there, but it's getting closer. So I think we're going to get that done and get it done, I'm hopeful, relatively quickly in the session.
Representative Paul Thiessen, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He's the Speaker of the House in Minnesota. Are there going to be any other ancillary issues this time around? Are there going to be many of them? I've seen some news stories about legalizing marijuana and some other issues that to me aren't the top of my priority list as a resident of Minnesota. And I hope that the session doesn't get bogged down, and I hope the news media don't focus on those issues. But are there going to be many of those things that come up in the session, Paul?
Well, I hope not. It's 134 members of the House of Representatives that all are elected by their constituents and can come forward with ideas. But on a number of these issues, they're not my priorities either. I want to focus in on the bread and butter issues, economic development, education, those types of things, some of these tax cuts. On medical marijuana, the governor's been pretty clear that, he's concerned about law enforcement's objection to that provision. I'm hopeful we can maybe find a sweet spot where we can provide the medicine out of that people need in gel form or liquid form, but that doesn't have the THC and all the stuff that goes along with marijuana itself. So you can help those kids that are having seizures and where this is really actually medically helpful. So I'm hopeful that we can find a less controversial sweet spot on that issue. Things like e-cigarettes, I don't think we're going to take anything up on that. We're not going to take up, like the bottle recycling bill. So I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to keep our focus pretty narrow down this legislative session. I fundamentally agree with you that we should really focus on building on what we did last year in those bread and butter basic issues.
And I think the residents of Minnesota, speaking for at least this part of the state, I think that's what they want too. I think that everybody got a little bit tired the last time around talking so much about divisive social issues and voter ID and gay marriage and all those different things, that I think with the economy getting turned around and people getting back to work, particularly in the Twin Cities and the construction trades and all of those things, I think people really just want to look down the road and say, look, let's set ourselves up here, not just for the next couple of years, but let's look at setting ourselves up generationally if we can in terms of getting on solid budget footing, right?
No, absolutely. I agree, and that's what I'm and that's what I'm hearing down in my community as well. So it's I think that's what this session is for. The bonding bill is going to be an important part of the session as well. Those infrastructure projects all across the state, and I'm feeling good about our ability to get bipartisan support for that bill, which is necessary and wanted too. That's the better way to pass legislation like that. So. That'll be a key focus. The minimum wage will be a focus. Some of these tax cuts will be a focus, and then we'll see what other issues. The one other thing that we are working on is some kind of unique, and I think you probably talked to Paul about this, Paul Marquardt about this yesterday, some ag property tax relief
yes.
as well.
Yes, yep, absolutely, another big deal around here. One more thing, I'll let you get going, but Representative Ben Lean from Moorhead, I don't want to say he was a little miffed at the governor that there wasn't any flood control money or flood mitigation money in the bonding bill, but Representative Lean said that it's going to be his goal and his purpose to try to get something passed in the legislature regarding flood protection for Moorhead and Oakport Township and some other communities in the Red River Valley. Are you supportive of that, Representative Thiessen? Because that is a big deal in our part of the world up here, and it's a big deal for Moorhead and Oakport to sew up those final plans for flood protection.
Well, I think the last thing you just said is the key point for me, is that we're now within sight of actually finishing it up, right? It's been a long project. And I was up in Moorhead today, but last time I was up last fall, we took a tour of the levees and such, and you know, saw the places where the work is needed to finish that up. And it would be nice to get that completed. And so I would be supportive of that.
Thank you, sir. It's always good to talk to you. Let's not have it be so long between conversations, okay?
All right. Take care.
You bet. Paul Thiessen, he is the Speaker of the House.